Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Live 95, the IBI, and funded by Commission Na Mban with a television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Cycling is not only good for your health, but also the environment. Opting for a bike over a car can help to tackle pollution and reduce traffic congestion. For this week's episode of Ours to Protect, I met Green Party councillor and cyclist Sean Hartigan. I began by asking how Limerick City fares as a cycling destination.
We're getting there. It can be a difficult city to cycle around. A lot of the reason it is difficult is over the last few years, drivers haven't seen that many cyclists around and are not watching out for cyclists. They don't expect to see cyclists on the road. Over the last 4 or 5 years, I'd say numbers have increased significantly due to new cycle paths being put in place, due to COVID. A lot of people got on their bikes in COVID, due to delivery drivers on bikes. And there are more cyclists out and about, and the drivers are expecting to see cyclists now. Now, we still have a long way to go with cycle paths, but we're certainly getting there. I cycle 14.5 kilometres into town every day. Now, 90% of my route is on a safe cycling path. There's still 10%, which would be very dangerous if I was to cycle on the road. There's a very narrow road. It's the road going out to Maru from Lisnagroy. In that case, I have to cycle on the footpath, because to do anything else would be absolutely crazy. Now, obviously, I have to stop if other people are coming towards me or other cyclists are coming towards me. But the other thing is, you actually need a bit of training. It's not as simple as just getting up on your bike and pedaling. There's actually a lot to cycling. A lot of training of awareness of traffic and how to position yourself in traffic. And it's worth doing a course. So I've done two courses. So I've trained as a cycle trainer in England and I've trained as a cycle trainer in Ireland. The first course was about a 3-day course. And I think the second one was maybe a 4-day course. Even if you have, when I done these courses, I had quite a bit of experience of cycling, but I think they still stood to me.
While cycling may be an attractive mode of transport, many are deterred by the potential dangers. I asked Sean, are cyclists more vulnerable to accidents?
Probably the most dangerous thing when you're cycling is to try and keep into the side, especially on a narrow road where only two cars can pass by. So if in a situation like that, if a car can't pass you out clearly, if there isn't a clear line of sight in front of you, you're better off staying out in the middle of your lane and stopping the car from passing you until such time as you deem it safe for the car to pass you. If you try to be too considerate for the car behind you and keep into the ditch, the car may try to squeeze past, and then if there's a non-coming car, they may push in on top of you. So a lot of it is actually cycling as if you were a driver. Cycling, even in the city cycling as if you are part of the traffic, cycling with the traffic, not keeping into the side. You're actually much safer in the middle of your lane a lot of the time than you are to the left of your lane. The other thing is looking over your shoulder and constant awareness of what's happening around you and visibility. Now, a lot of people promote high visibility clothing. I don't think we necessarily need to brand ourselves as cyclists. I don't think it should be legislated that you have to wear high vis, but it is certainly a good idea to wear bright clothing, and it is certainly a good idea to have your bike lit up, especially at night. I've got an electric bike, a pedal assisted bike. There's very strong lights on it. I actually leave them on all of the time and people can see you coming. I actually have a camera on my bike as well, and I think people actually see the camera and they treat you more respectfully when there is a camera on the bike. Now, having said that, like something like 99.99% of drivers are very considerate. But the problem is the volume of cars that we actually have on the road. So even if it was only half a percent of drivers are misbehaving, well, 200 cars could pass you in 5 minutes. So, you know, it's the volume of cars that are out there. There needs to be a bit of training as well for drivers as to the rights of cyclists on the road. Like, cyclists have a right to be on the road. They have a right to cycle in the middle of their lane. So drivers need to be aware of that, and they need to be aware of their obligations to cyclists. And maybe this is something that could be brought into training for your driving license.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, how do you think we could get more people out of cars and onto a bike?
I think people are very willing to get out, to get onto bikes. I think that a lot of people want to cycle. The biggest obstacle is fear of having an accident. So what I've spoken of, the way to overcome that are introduce more cycle lanes, like I've said, driver awareness training and training for cyclists. I think a lot more people would cycle if they felt safe. I think the training, I really emphasise that some form of training is good. Now, it doesn't have to be formal. You could have a friend who's a confident cyclist who could bring you out. Finding a good route to cycle can also be a problem. It's something that, well, not a problem, it can be something that can take time. So if you're cycling from A to B, there's loads of variations in the journey you can take, in the roads that you can use. And it actually can take a bit of a while to figure out what's the safest route. I'm coming in from Castleconnell direction. For me, I go through Anacondy Village, I go under the flyover, I come up Mulcair Drive, and then that brings me onto a safe cycling path. It does take a little bit of working out. And again, this is maybe where somebody who's used to cycling could help you out. Maybe some of the groups that are involved in cycling in Limerick could help you out. So there's Limerick Cycling Campaign. There'll be a lot of experienced cyclists involved with Limerick Cycling Campaign who would be happy to give you advice. They also organise monthly cycles. They may know somebody that could come out cycling with you. So I'd say reach out to people, tell them what you're about, tell them what you need to find out, what you need to learn, and people will help you get on your bike.
If you're interested in getting cycling, check out the Limerick Cycling Campaign, as they aim to strengthen the position of cycling in debates around culture, transport, infrastructure and legislation. The Cycle to Work scheme is a tax initiative to encourage employees to cycle to work, and you can learn more at the Citizens Information website.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee, and is a partnership between Live 95 and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.